Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
To release 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle on him. He passed by him and he cast his mantle upon him. Elijah is plowing behind 12 oxen. No doubt he was probably following his parents' footsteps, farming on the farm. He probably had a good opportunity there to take over the family business someday. He was raised on the farm probably all his life. And his family more than likely invested everything that they had to get the land and to get the oxen. And from birth, he was probably expected to take over the family business. Church, God knows the plans that he has for you. And it's a plan for good, a plan for a hope and for
Is there anybody here who's saying that I'm ready to run towards that which God has for me? I'm ready to let go of the past and run towards the destiny that God has for me. I'm going to tell you, I'm ready to run. I don't know if you're ready to run, but with or without you, I will be okay. You will be okay. I'm running. Hallelujah. Praise God. We shall run and not be weary. I'm holding on to we shall run and we shall not grow weary.
effort to fulfill that destiny and that dream that God has given you, then no one else is obligated to be. There's nothing worse than a leader without passion. There's nothing worse than having a leader without passion. No one is obligated to fulfill your dreams and destiny for you. No one is obligated to be passionate about what God has called you to. No one else is obligated to it except for you. And if you're not passionate about it, then no one else will be, and no one else should be. There has to be some want to within you to get up and run after that which God has for you. You can't expect for somebody else to do it for you. And hold the music, but with great passion comes great pain. You just may lose some good night's sleep, and you may toss and turn, dreaming about that which God has given you, longing to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. With great passion comes great pain sometimes. It'll keep you up at night because you're dreaming and planning and creating things that God has inspired within you. Embrace it. Embrace it. You may feel discontent. You may have some type of void or emptiness within you. But embrace it and chase after God, and He will reveal to you the passion and purpose that is within you. I want to challenge you this morning to be a world changer. Be a world changer starting right here and right now. You don't have to move to the big city. You don't have to go and get that high-paying job. But right now, with what you have, be a world changer starting right here and right now. Every day I go to work and I clock in and I do what it is that I do. Yes. But what fulfills me, the passion that God has given me, is that I'm able to speak into other people's lives. Even when I clock in at Target, I may not want to go to work Christmas some days. I may be annoyed some days, but I know that God has a purpose and a plan for my being there. And it just may be to speak life into at least one person. God has created you for more than to live your life and to build your own dreams, but speak life into somebody else. God has created you for more. And day after day, we go to work and we complain about it. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this, that, or the other. But do it as you want to do it. Do it as you're serving Christ. God has created you for more. I have a friend. He's much younger than me. We were talking one day, trying to pour into another young man's life. And we were talking one day, and he said to me, he said, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. And at that moment, I just started thinking about just the problems that I have, not to mention the problems of the world. But he said, life is beautiful. And I thought about it. I say, yeah, it is. We are a blessed people.
listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.